Andy Kramer, 45 degrees and cloud. Save with the latest information on hunting and fishing in Arkansas, plus some interesting stories and a chance to win valuable prizes. Listen to the Gary White Sports Show at 11:55 a.m. each Saturday here on KAAY.
Walking through the park with you, watching zebras at the zoo, having fun just holding hands, sipping Coke at popcorn stands. As long as we're together, girl, you ease my mind.
American dream, the Coca-Cola.
Driving safely, slow down time, 22 minutes 30 now, away from 4.
Razorback Weather Report.
Cool wave warnings out for tonight, a low of 18 degrees. Mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder tonight. 18 degrees, pretty cool. Right now it's 45 degrees, a high tomorrow of only 30. Sonny James, the Southern Gentleman of Music now on the Sonny Martin Southern Gentleman Program. Nobody slapped me lately. It's on a Friday, January 3rd, 22 minutes away from 4. Born to be with you.
Big game.
Go Krogering this weekend for some great food values. Get Country Club Mellorine in assorted flavors, 1/2 gallon carton, just 29 cents, limit of 3. Your friends at Kroger want to thank you for your patronage and business during 1968 and wish for you and yours a most happy and prosperous new year.
Bye-bye, Al. Tell them hi, Notre Dame. Notre Dame, huh? Co-ed school. Yeah, I knew Notre real well. Bless her heart. That's Joe South, Al. 16 minutes away from 4 o'clock now, the Sonny Martin Fun Friday, January 3 program.
Hollywood Hotline, Jimmy Fiddler reporting for the Sonny Martin program.
I really wish that I could report some good news once in a while about Judy Garland, but even the fact that she is getting married, or maybe will be by the time you hear this, is not, in my book, good news. She's making all the nightclubs in New York, while her ex-husband, Sid Luft, is trying to peddle her autobiography, and this new marriage to nightclub manager Mickey Dean is something else again. Reports have it that Judy is really broke this time, and that is again sad news. But talent like she has, with so much to offer, I only wish that things could be different. One of the reasons that Joanna Shimkus went to London as soon as she completed The Lost Man was to cut down on those telephone bills to the love of her life, John Heyman. Dean Jones has told Las Vegas he will appear only 2 weeks at a time. His new television series will take too much time for him to take more time for nightclubbing. Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood reporting. So long for now.
First Federal has a tradition of being first. So now your January savings, in addition to quarterly earnings of 4.75%, will earn you 1,000 S&H green stamps if you save $250 or more by opening a new account or by adding to your present savings at First Federal, the pacemaker in savings institutions.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
You know what I see. Your mind depends on me.
Girl of Independent Means, the Honey Bus.
Your mind depends on me.
6 minutes now away from four.
Now, at all three Wallach stores.
Now, Wallach shares the profits with you.
Shop the sale of incredible savings on Zenith, RCA, and Sylvania TV and stereo.
Norge and Gibson refrigerators, freezers, and air conditioners.
Incredible savings on washers, dryers, and KitchenAid dishwashers.
Any extra profit now will mean paying extra taxes.
Freddie Wallach would rather share the profits with his customers.
But the sale ends this Saturday at 6 p.m., so shop now.
Hundreds of items are selling below cost. Hundreds have special sale tags.
The tag means the price is reduced to the point that Wallach makes no net profit.
If you can buy the same thing for less, Wallach will refund your money.
These are guaranteed lowest prices in Wallach's 16-year history.
Regular prices go back on all merchandise after the sale.
Buy with no money down and terms to suit you.
Get color TV at profit-sharing prices now at Wallach's.
Open 9 till 9 Monday through Friday, 9 till 6 on Saturday.
Remember, this Saturday is the last day of the sale at Wallach.
5003 Azure in Little Rock, 22nd and Pike, North Little Rock.
And the newest Wallach location, Mississippi and Highway 10.
If it's not from Wallach's, you paid too much.
Moving along with the music now on the Martin Friday program, Drive Slowly. In fact, slow down a little bit more so you can hear this.
Wild hostage robbed the Helena National Bank of $34,000 this afternoon. Bank President J.J. White quoted the gunman as saying that the wife of Bank Vice President John Moy was being held by two compatriots and would be released on payment of $35,000. White said Mrs. Moy was not being held hostage and was at home at the time. Roadblocks were set up in Phillips and surrounding counties after bank officials notified authorities. White said the man walked into the bank at closing time and approached Moy sitting at his desk in the bank lobby. White said the gunman told Moy he wanted to talk about Moy's wife in the board of directors room and asked the vice president to call in White and the bank attorney, John Anderson. White said after the group assembled in the directors room, the man said Mrs. Moy was being held and that he was demanding $35,000 for her release. White said he told the gunman he didn't have $35,000, and the man pulled a gun and said, "You can get it." White said Moy then went into the bank with a cotton sack given him by the gunman and filled it with cash from the money drawers of teller's windows. Governor Winthrop Rockefeller spoke to newsmen today after urging the lawmakers to approve a one-cent hike in the sales tax and raise the state income tax, too. Governor recommended, however, that a rebate be provided for taxpayers in the poverty classification. His recommendations included a hike of 5 cents per package in the cigarette tax, an increase of 3% in the tax on pari-mutuel betting, and a 15% levy on cigars, snuff, and chewing tobacco. The governor had said last month that he wanted bills enacted on taxes this year to produce $195 million in additional revenue during the next biennium, recommended the elimination of progression in the corporate income tax, and substituting for it a flat rate of 7%. Governor said he is optimistic about his proposed tax increases, which will be presented to the legislature after it convenes January 13th, although he said there is going to be some give and take. Governor said he would be willing to compromise in some areas of the tax program, but as he put it, in some areas I'd fight like a good old-fashioned bulldog. Rockefeller declined to specify the areas of compromise and those where he would stand pat. He said he might do so after discussing the program with legislators. The governor has begun meetings with legislators at Winrock Farm on Pettigean Mountain. The first meeting conducted yesterday, another set for today, another tomorrow, three more meetings will be next week. And Governor Rockefeller said more than 110 of the 135 members of the legislature had accepted invitations to attend the meetings. Of course, with only one meeting behind them, under their belt, not much of an indication, but so far everything seems to be going very well. There seem to be all smiles on the governor's and his aide's faces today. The governor said the legislature should act on his tax program without submitting it to the vote of the people. Some legislators have indicated they prefer to pass the governor's tax request, then submit the total package to a special election. Rockefeller said that resorting to such a referendum would be perfectly ridiculous. He said action on the tax program is the responsibility of the legislature. Rockefeller said as long as the people know what the money is being spent for, he doesn't think the legislators will have a lot of trouble. He added, if the people don't know, I'm sure we'll have a referendum. Governor Rockefeller also today proclaimed the week of January 6th through the 11th as Arkansas Razorback Week. The proclamation was accepted by the president of the Little Rock Razorback Club, Bill Snodgrass, on behalf of the coaching staff and the team. State police, Cummins Prison Farm officials, and Lincoln County authorities are investigating the stabbing early this morning of two Cummins Prison Farm inmates. Commissioner of Correction Robert Sarver said 32-year-old George Brimhall was stabbed to death about 2 this morning, and 36-year-old Jesse Moore was stabbed in the neck about 30 minutes later. Moore reported to be in satisfactory condition at a Dumas hospital. Prison Superintendent Victor Urban said the incidents were apparently unrelated. The Little Rock JCs are involving over 100 local JCs in their statewide drive to update and clarify Arkansas's local option alcoholic beverage control laws. This was released to the press by Hugh Pollard, president of the Little Rock JCs, this morning. Pollard said, "We have opened our headquarters here in the Tower Building with a watch line and one regular local line to coordinate our efforts around the state. Since the middle of December, the Little Rock JCs have been working on soliciting contributions for their statewide effort and setting up contacts around the state. Informational material has been distributed to all the legislators, young men in the state, and interested business leaders throughout the state." South Vietnamese forces uncovered more enemy arms caches in a forest in the Mekong Delta today. Overhead, American B-52s dropped 500 tons of explosives on enemy positions in the forest. President Johnson and French President de Gaulle exchanged messages today reaffirming the friendship between their two nations. The messages expressed the conviction that France and the United States must stand side by side in the face of world problems.
Kay reports from the world of sports.
The indoor track season gets underway tomorrow night in Los Angeles, where 9 Olympic gold medal winners will participate in the Examiner Games. Heading the array of talent is Bob Beamon, who cracked the world record when he won the long jump event at Mexico City. He was credited with a jump of 29 feet, 2 1/2 inches. Beamon also holds the indoor record at 27 feet, 2 1/2 inches. Among the others will be high jumper Dick Fosbury, pole vaulter Bob Segrin, and decathlon star Bill Toomey, who has entered in the 440 and the long jump.
For 2,000 years, all beer was draft beer served right out of the keg. A lot of folks still prefer the fresh, unpasteurized taste of real keg beer. Trouble is, kegs are heavy and hard to handle. That's why Lone Star put the golden taste of real draft beer in personal-sized take-home kegs.
You deserve the best, nothing less.
Handy keg cans, tiny keg bottles, and glass keg quarts, all with the silver label of real keg beer. Handy kegs, tiny kegs, glass kegs. The Lone Star take-home kegs that bring you real keg beer. Look for the silver label on the take-home kegs that go where you go, are ready when you are. Lone Star. It's almost like having your own brewery.
Weather outlook calling for cold wave warning tonight and tomorrow. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. Clearing and turning much colder tonight. Fair and cold tomorrow. Low predicted for tonight near 18. High for tomorrow near 30. Currently, barometer rising at 30.28. Winds are out of the northeast at 14. Little Rock street level temperature reading on the hour at 44 degrees. This week's winner of the 1090 News Tip Award, Margaret Gibbs of North Little Rock. This is Ron Owens with Communications Exchange News and Information Service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
Wetting it down, boss. Wet it down. Wiping it off, boss. Wipe it off.
Everybody get your pick and shovel now. We'll go down to Cummins and see what's growing.
USA.
10 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock now. Fun Friday afternoon, January number 3 on a cloudy day.
K-A-K-A-Y.
Board on track number 4.
Get a ticket to ride on that midnight train with the Gentrys. 12 minutes after 4 o'clock, slow down Friday time on the Sonny Martin program.
Now get 4 3/4% annual dividends compounded quarterly, plus 1,000 top value stamps with your January deposits of $250 or more. At Commonwealth Federal Savings and Loan.
Wiley Cavan invites you to enjoy the steak special at the Silver Hook Restaurant and Oyster Bar on East Broadway in North Little Rock. A delicious ribeye steak salad, baked potato, hot rolls, and butter, for $1.75. In the casual atmosphere of the Oyster Bar, your host, M.L. Cotton, will serve up free popcorn while you decide between Gulf Peel and eat shrimp or fresh oysters on the half shell. Stop in soon. They're open 24 hours a day on Friday nights and Saturday nights at Central Arkansas's most unique restaurant, the Silver Hook, 3304 East Broadway, North Little Rock.
Yes, indeed!
Woo, you better believe it.
Big J.
44 degrees, cloudy on the outside, a low tonight of 18 degrees, no storms.
You were the sunshine.
No storms in sight. Cold wave warnings, though, tonight. We're looking for a low tonight of 18 degrees on the Sunshine Show.
Baby, it's raining, and I don't think we'll leave it. But don't get upset, girl, there's no reason for grieving. You can't have a picnic, baby. You can't have a picnic. Down in the basement, I got all the supplies. A barbecue grill and lots of soap on ice. Sprinkle the good time, baby, sprinkle the fun. Down in the basement, we don't need the sun.
Here's a quickie from the Internal Revenue Service. What five tests must a dependent meet to be a $600 tax deduction? Don't you know? Well, your tax instructions have the answer.
Hey!
Unless you've got $600 to blow, you better find out. Bees of the rhinoceros. Rhinoceros, it's called Apricot Brandy, brand new song of the Sunshine Show, 19 after 4.
Grand opening this weekend at the all-new Purple Bee, Central Arkansas's most exciting soul and rock club. This Saturday and Sunday, there's live music by the fabulous Light Brigade. Coming next week, the fantastic Soul Society in person. Be there for the grand opening this weekend with the Light Brigade and go back next week for the Soul Society. The all-new Purple Bee is open 7 nights a week at the former location of the 101 Club on the old Memphis Highway.
In our community spotlight right now is Mr. Kenneth J. Heagle of 315 Crystal in Little Rock, Arkansas, a Cessna airplane dealer located in Little Rock. He's also a very, very interesting gentleman. Mr. Heagle has served as instructor of fluid mechanics and thermodynamics at the U.S. Naval Academy. He was an engineer in the Systems and Space Simulation Laboratory of McDonnell Douglas Corporation. He's a member of the Catholic Knights of America and the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and the Institute of Environmental Sciences, among many other honors. KAAY would like to salute Mr. Kenneth J. Heagle for his outstanding contribution to commerce in Arkansas and the country.
KAAY 1090.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Those are the Beatles, believe them or not. It's called Hey Jude, a big song in 68 and also 69. Right now, 23 after 4.
Big K, Little Rock.
Martin brings you more music. Hey, the medallion is swinging here on a Friday. January 3, hope you're doing the same. Slow down right now. It's 26 after 4. Got plenty of time to get where you're going. Listen to the Sunshine Show on this Friday. 44 degrees, cloudy right now, a low tonight of 18.
Pulaski Federal has pioneered Arkansas's most complete saver benefits in their new full pay plan. This plan's importance to savers has been proven by other savings institutions following Pulaski Federal's example. Most of them now offer programs similar to these full pay benefits. Dividends paid or compounded quarterly, not semi-annually. Savings earn dividends from the day of investment at PFS or from the first of the month when deposited by the 10th. And Pulaski Federal pays full earnings to date of withdrawal on any funds withdrawn when they've been in your account for 3 months after January 1st, 1969. And now, Pulaski Federal offers you these extra incentives to start a savings account or add to your present account. Through January, when you open or add to your present account in the amount of $250 or more, you may choose any one of three premium gifts or receive 1,000 gold bond stamps free. And only Pulaski Federal gives you a choice of a premium or gold bond stamps. As usual, PFS gives savers the most for their money.
On the Sunny Show from... Here's Glenn. Glenn Campbell, the Wichita lineman himself. 44 degrees, cloudy right now.
They say daisies don't tell, but the daisy on the label of Italian Swiss Colony California white port wine does. It tells you the taste is fresh as a daisy, 100% pure and mellow. Italian Swiss white port is the wine you can enjoy anytime, any way. Chilled in the bottle, on the rocks, with a touch of lemon, or fancied up with your favorite mixer. So look for that crazy daisy on the label and get full-bodied, fresh-tasting white port from Italian Swiss Colony, Asti, California. You just can't miss with Italian Swiss.
It's 4:30.
K-A-A-Y, Little Rock, Arkansas. Comex banner lines at 30.
Good afternoon, Ron Owens reporting. A lone gunman claiming that the wife of one of the bank officials was being held hostage robbed the Helena National Bank of $34,000 this afternoon. Governor Winthrop Rockefeller recommended today in Little Rock that the legislature approve a 1 cent hike in the sales tax and that the state income tax be increased. The governor said he is optimistic about his proposed tax increases, but that there will have to be some give and take. Senator Edward Kennedy's rise to a leadership position in the Senate has overshadowed the regular opening ceremonies of the 91st Congress. Political resentments going back for years are regarded as a key reason for Senator Eugene McCarthy's refusal to back Edward Kennedy for Democratic whip in the Senate. Weather outlook calling for a cold wave warning tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy this afternoon, clearing and turning much colder tonight, fair and cold Saturday. Low predicted for tonight of 18, high for tomorrow near 30. Currently, we have partly cloudy skies and 44 degrees. This is Ron Owens with Communications Exchange News, an information service of the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation.
Did you get all that down? Those are the banana splits hunting for a cave. Can you imagine 44 degrees and clouds in the sky?
K-A-A-Y. Little Rock!
Of course, we're up there, too, somewhere. All 50,000 watts of us. Here's Raymond Charles. Some kind of song. 23 minutes now away from 5. Comex News live at 5.
Let's go Krogering. Kroger shoppers get a lot that other shoppers miss.
Start the new year right by shopping at Kroger for great food savings. In the meat department, fresh lean ground beef is just 49 cents a pound. Only one of the many Kroger values you'll find throughout the store. Kroger thanks you for your patronage during the past year and wishes for you and yours a most happy and prosperous new year.
Say there, gang. Wally Cavett invites you to enjoy the steak special at the Silver Hook Restaurant and Oyster Bar on East Broadway in North Little Rock. It's a delicious ribeye steak, salad, baked potato, hot rolls, and butter, all for only $1.75. In the casual atmosphere of the Oyster Bar, your host, M.L. Cotton, will serve up that free popcorn while you decide between Gulf Peel and Eat Shrimp or fresh oysters on the half shell. Stop in soon. They're open 24 hours a day on Fridays and Saturdays at Central Arkansas's most unique restaurant, the Silver Hook, 3304 East Broadway in North Little Rock. See you there tonight, huh?
Save up to 50% on shoes, belts, and shirts. Now, during the annual clearance sale at Ye Blacksmith Shop, next to the Pulaski Heights Bank and Forest Heights Shopping Center.
Here's Elvis. If I can dream, Elvis Presley on a cloudy day. 44 degrees right now is our temperature. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. That should be clearing and turning much colder, though, tonight with fair and cold weather for Saturday. Our high temperature expected today, 45 degrees. We hit that and went down. Our low tonight, 18. We're going down to that tonight. A high tomorrow of only 30 degrees in Sunday's outlook. Fair sunshine, cold weather.
This is Chief Foreman, United States Navy recruiter, speaking from radio station KAAY. If you're a young man between the ages of 18 and 26 years of age and have your high school diploma in your hand and about to get drafted, why not drop by and see your local Navy recruiter? The United States Navy has over 60 different job fields to offer. If you're going to be something, why not be something special? Go Navy.
I can't stop this feeling.
Today and tomorrow only, all Moses locations feature the fantastic hit Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas for just 69 cents. Moses has the largest selection of records and albums in Arkansas, and the B.J. Thomas hit Hooked on a Feeling is just 69 cents today and tomorrow only at Moses, downtown in Park Plaza and the Mall.
On the Sonny Martin Fun Friday program right now, slowdown time is 17 minutes and 30 seconds away from 5.
Quick, Joe, it's
Hop, Skip, and Jump, Joey Small. That's the Cassinet's Cat Super K. Cloudy skies, 44 degrees on K from the Friendly Giant.
The clearance sale at Tommy's Cambridge Shop now includes a better-than-ever selection of regular $90 to $100 suits priced from $55 to $85. Another special is on sport coats that normally sell for $55 to $65, now only $44.90 to $51.90. A large group of selected items, also white shirts and sport shirts, are going for half price at Tommy's Cambridge Shop, second floor at 5th and Main, or on the mall. Tommy has other Little Rock stores in Park Plaza, Southwest City Mall, and in North Little Rock at Valley High.
Hollywood Hotline, Jimmy Fiddler reporting for the Sonny Martin program.
London has risen up in anger to stop a certain poster advertising a picture from being shown on the side of buses. But London has also displayed a sense of humor about it. There was this poster advertising Till Death Do Us Part that showed actor Alf Garnett rising nude from his bathtub, and they banned it. Then they put it back on the bus sides, but certain portions have pasties covering part of the nude figure. However, on the portions that are pasted out, the printing reads, "With acknowledgement to Mr. John Lennon and his pioneering work in the art of display." That, of course, refers to Lennon's album cover, on which he and his girlfriend appear in the nude. In England, they call the night they raided Minsky's by a new name, the night they invented the striptease. Britishers never heard of Minsky's. Actor Sebastian Cabot will leave on a tour of Vietnam in February. It would be a three-week handshaking tour of all the base hospitals. Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood reporting. So long for now.
First Federal has a tradition of being first. So now your January savings, in addition to quarterly earnings of 4.75%, will earn you 1,000 S&H green stamps if you save $250 or more by opening a new account or by adding to your present savings at First Federal, the pacemaker in savings institutions.
Need about three of those tender blankets tonight because it's going to be down to 18 degrees. We've got 10 minutes now away from 5 on the Sunshine Show.
Grand opening this weekend at the all-new Purple Bee, Central Arkansas's most exciting soul and rock club. This Saturday and Sunday, there's live music by the fabulous Light Brigade. Coming next week, the fantastic Soul Society in person. Be there for the grand opening this weekend with the Light Brigade and go back next week for the Soul Society. The all-new Purple Bee is open 7 nights a week at the former location of the 101 Club on the old Memphis Highway.
44 degrees right now.
K-A-A-Y.
Got a reminder for you right now for the latest information on hunting and fishing in Arkansas, plus some interesting stories and a chance to win valuable prizes. Listen to the Gary White Sports Show at 11:55 a.m. each Saturday right here on K-A-A-Y. John Wesley Ryle's number one. The song about Kay on a cloudy day. Got a brand new forecast for you. Still near cold wave warnings coming out. Is near cold wave confections tonight? What in the world is a confection? Well, I'll have to dig that up. Go ask Murray Smart, somebody. Anyway, clearing and much colder tonight. Fair and colder for Saturday and Saturday night with Sunday's outlook. Fair, not quite so cold. A low tonight of only 20 degrees now, with a high tomorrow 34, and a low tomorrow night 16 degrees. The wind's out of the northeast at 6 to 12 miles per hour.
Hi, this is your Otasco man. Here at Otasco, we honestly believe that our Brunswick tires are the best tire values you can buy. Why? Well, first is the quality built into Brunswick's. They're made to the highest safety standards by one of America's leading tire manufacturers, a manufacturer who supplied us with tires for over 50 years. These Brunswicks have nylon cords, steel beading, flex and tread compound, everything for safer driving. Next, there's a Brunswick tire for every driving need, so you buy exactly the grade of tire you need. And at Otasco, you get even more tire value. We give you free tire rotation, a nationwide written guarantee. Plus, and this is important too, money-saving low prices and easy terms. You add up all these value points. We think you'll agree that Brunswick's from Otasco are the best tire values you can buy anywhere. Come on in. Let us put a set of Brunswick's on your car.
44 degrees, clouds right now.
K-A-A-Y.
Sometimes a dream brings me down.
Again, I feel the same way too.
You bring on the good times, darling. You know that is so.
But oh, no, when I'm down, I get to thinking.
Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin for Coca-Cola.
Sonny, congratulations to Dennis Willett of Little Rock, Arkansas. Picked up $100 from the Friendly Giant listening to KAAY with that KAAY for the People bumper sticker on his car. He was followed by the green mobile cruiser, as you can be. But, of course, you can't win $100. You can't even touch it unless you have one of those bumper stickers on the outside of your car. On a fun Friday afternoon now, getting ready for the last hour of the sunshine, here's Mr. Andy Kim. The Rainbow Ride with Sonny here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the Friendly Giant of Arkansas.
K-A-A-Y, Little Rock, Arkansas. Comics.
Sonny James, that Southern Gentleman of Music. Only the Lonely. 44 degrees, clouds in the sky. Hello there, Ken Knight. 8 o'clock tonight, that man comes through.
K-A-A-Y.
Martin brings you more music on K for a Fun Friday. Ain't that the way to play? Oh, I know I got some soul here. 9 minutes, 30 seconds after that 5 o'clock hour.
I can tell by the way you walk, you got soul, child. I can tell by the way you talk, you got soul. You got something deep inside, nothing in the world can hide. Yeah, you got soul. Yeah, yeah, I can tell by the way you walk.
Yeah. 12 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock from KAAY, 44 degrees, cloudy skies in the Twin Towns. Clearing much colder tonight, though fair and colder for Saturday. Saturday night also. Sunday fair, not quite so cold. Not quite so cold Sunday, as if it could be colder than the low of Saturday night. 16 degrees.
K-A-A-Y.
Hi there.
Hi, this is your Otesco man, reminding you that your car battery may be operating on borrowed time these frosty mornings. How can you find out before this happens? Just drive in for a free electrical system checkup here at Otesco. It takes only a few minutes. If your present battery is in good condition, we'll tell you so. But if your battery is not performing at top efficiency, we'll be happy to install a reliable new factory fresh long life battery. So, don't wait till your battery suddenly fails. Make sure you're ready to go. Enjoy peace of mind driving. Get a free electrical system checkup here at your friendly Otesco store, where you can buy on easy credit terms.
Thank you. Here's your change.
You always save on home and car supplies at your friendly Otesco store.
13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, that's slow down sunny time here on a Friday.
Save up to 50% on shoes, belts, and shirts. Now, during the annual clearance sale at Ye Blacksmith Shop, next to the Pulaski Heights Bank and Forest Heights Shopping Center.
It's Mama Jones' little boy, Tom. On a Friday afternoon, he needs a minute of your time. Give it to him.
For you.
A minute of your time, Tom Jones, cloudy skies, 44 degrees. Spend the night tonight with Mr. Ken Knight.
Jane Andrews is a communications center officer in the Women's Army Corps. She's chief of the office handling classified and coded messages at command headquarters in Munich, Germany. When Jane finished college, she wanted to make the most of her education. She wanted responsibility. She wanted challenges. She got them in the Women's Army Corps. If you're a college graduate or soon will be, consider becoming an officer in the Women's Army Corps. It's your chance to put your talents to work while you see the world.